Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure when I get the chance to reintroduce you and bring our good buddy back, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB with his small business optimism, his NFIB index or small business optimism. And we gave you a little report on the general conditions in the last segment. Bill, let's get into some of the details. Hiring, we talked a little bit about hiring, the fact that that we're still in a deficit in terms of employment in America. 4,000 plus fewer people working today than 5 years ago, but that doesn't even take into consideration the new people that have come into the marketplace. So we got a serious deficit, probably double that. But what are your guys saying? What did your small business owners tell you about their hiring plans?
Well, they said that they don't plan on doing very much hiring because they don't think that their sales are going to grow and that they'll have any need to hire many people. So the hiring plans, you know, added a couple points to a net 3%, meaning 3 percentage points more said I plan to increase my total employment than said I plan to reduce it. So we did have at least a nice switch, and we now have more owners saying, you know, reporting that they increased over the last 3 to 6 months than said I cut it. So, you know, but it's just hanging in at the kind of steady state level.
Do you think, and I'm asking, this is not a sarcastic question. This is although I'm pretty good at those, but this is a serious question, Bill. Do you think President Obama wakes up some mornings and says, I wonder why small business owners aren't hiring?
I don't think so.
Does he even give any thought to half the economy at all? I mean, do you think he connects? Do you think he ever connects the moribund hiring situation in small business to his policies?
Well, somebody puts his concerns in the speech, but so he's really good at saying nice things about small business and supporting entrepreneurs and all that stuff. But then everything he does, of course, is not particularly helpful. So,
yeah. Well, Bill, we're coming up on 5 years. We're halfway in terms of small business optimism and growth and hiring. We're halfway through a lost decade, aren't we?
Exactly. We really are, because you know there'd have to be improvements, amazing improvements in the economy and the outlook and so on, you know, for us to now make up the difference and get somewhere over the next 5 years.
And Bill, I'm coming up on half a century in the marketplace, real soon, in terms of, you know, having a job, and I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, well, you'd have to go back to, well, you can't even. It's even worse than 1980, 80.
Oh yeah, no. This is. I was. This is my seventh recession, post-recession recovery scenario. I've never seen anything like this. What about capital spending? Are your folks going to spend any more money?
Well, they don't plan on it. We only have 21% the plan to make outlays over the next few months, and that's really low. It's not as low as it was back in 2009 and 10, but it's still. As you look at the 40-year history of the survey, this is a really low number. And they've been stuck there right around 20%, 20, 21, 22, you know, as you point out, for years. So we're basically in the maintenance mode. If you look at it, we asked them to report actual outlays over the last 3 to 6 months, and those are also running at kind of recession levels. So if the machine breaks, we will replace it because we have to keep operating. Or if the roof leaks, we will fix it. But nobody's expanding. Only 5% say now's a good time to expand their business. That's really low. And then, of course, the 70% who said definitely it's not a good time, we asked them why, and they said, well, the economy is terrible. That was 60%. But a new record, 30%, said political climate.
There's there's another issue in the middle of this bill, and it's connected to labor. Small business owners are spending money on capital expenditures beyond maintenance, but when they do, it's always something that will help them grow without hiring another person, which they now have the ability to do, Bill, that we didn't have 30 years ago.
Right. The technology is always there, so, you know, we get a machine to pick the turnips when labor gets too expensive.
Right. Yeah, that's a real serious issue. It's, you know, I wrote recently an article that small business owners want to grow and hire more people, but they don't have to.
Yep, they don't.
So far, that's not a mandate, is it?
Yeah, and then you've got the health care bill coming along, so you know you're going to be
that's in their face.
You're going to be induced to replace one full-time worker with two part-time workers, which is, of course, more inefficient and harder to manage and so on. But all of that
is impacting the credit market, the credit requirements, which are still not high. What about inflation? Did I see that inflation is ticking up a little bit based on price increases?
Well, not really. We're still pretty much around the zero line, meaning about as many owners reported increasing their average selling prices as decreased them. So from that point of view, the Fed is at least momentarily right that inflation is kind of under control, certainly on Main Street. We're not seeing a whole lot there. We are seeing some price pressure in manufacturing, and we're seeing some in construction. That's picking up. So
I don't agree with the inflation thing. I don't know how you can, how as connected as energy is to food and food is to everything, to everything in our, especially corn and everything in our lives. I don't know how you can leave those two major commodities out of your basket of goods to calculate inflation. I just don't see how they can do that, especially with oil, with gasoline, the highest it's ever been in February right now. Folks, that's ridiculous. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. NFIB.com, smallbus.org, right, Bill?
Right, that's it.
Smallbus.org is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.